Hashem is above Amid Aleph, towards the bottom. The Gemara is trying to explain why an Almana Lekoin Gadla Grusha V'Chalutz Lekoin Hedyut, who was Kona Nichse Malug, why they don't eat Truma. And the Maisa, the first Teres the Gemara gave, was that since the Halacha is that the kinyan of a Kohen eats Truma, but that's only where the kinyan itself can eat Truma. But if the kinyan can't eat Truma, like over here she's a Halala, so she can't eat Truma, then her kinyan doesn't eat Truma, even though she's a kinyan of the Kohen. Right? She's the wife of the Kohen. She owns Avadim. They don't belong to him, they belong to her, because they're Nichse Malog. And normally they would eat Truma because a kinyan of a Kohen eats. Here, since she can't eat Truma, she's not Machil Truma either. That's the Gemara's first heresy. Then the Gemara says that Rava said another teretz, min hatorah, they could eat. You don't have to be able to eat yourself to make others eat. The kinyan of a coin eats, even if the person himself doesn't eat, like over here. She's a halala. Min hatorah, she could eat. The Rabbanan said that they can't eat, that the woman should say, I can't eat truma, my avadim can't eat truma, they treat me like a zona. So she'll want to get divorced. Okay, now the Gemara says, Ravashi Omar, Gzeira Shematach L'Achar Misa. We're afraid that after the Kohen dies, she will feed her Avodin even after death. And once the Kohen dies, so they're not the kinyan of a kinyan of the Kohen. Right? So Gemara says, Elamiyata Basisrosh Shenisis L'Kohen L'Sachil, Gzeira Shematach L'Achar Misa. That's the case in every regular case. Why dafka this case? A regular Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, has Avodim. So the Avodim eat as long as the Kohen is alive. If the Kohen dies, the Avodim stop eating because they're no longer the Kinyan of a Kohen, because the Kohen's dead. So why aren't we while the Kohen's alive, those Avodim are allowed to eat. So why don't we prohibit them from eating for fear that she'll continue feeding them Truma after the Kohen dies? Where it says, Gzeira Shematach Lachamisa, Elam Ravashi, Baalmanas Kahanista Asio, Lo Rui Mekora Achli Betruma de Chevenosha, In Shavi Leila Haivachli Betruma de Gavroi. Hashta Hadri Lila Milsa Kamaisa, Velo Yoda de Mikora Lo Shavisa Lenafshe Chalola, Hashta Shavisa Lenafshe Chalola. But Mars is like this. It's talking about a special case. It's talking about a case of a Kohenis, a Bas Kohen, who married a Kohen. So, and she had Avodim before, what's it called, in her, so the Bas Kohen married a Kohen. And when her husband originally died, so she went back to eat Truma because of her father. She didn't have any children. So halacha is like this, a Bas Kohen eats Truma because of her father. She's married, she doesn't eat Truma anymore because of her father, she eats Truma because of her husband. Married to a Kohen. Kohen dies, she goes back to eat Truma because of her father. Now she's an Almana, she went and married a Kohen Gadol. Now her Avodim can still continue eating Minatora because she's the Kenyan of a Kohen. Now the Kohen dies, she thinks, I can go back and still eat Truma like I did before. Last time I was an Almana, I went back with my father. Now I'm going back to my father also. But she doesn't realize that she's a halala now, because she was an almana who married a Kohen Gadol. So she became a halala. So she can't eat anymore. And if she can't eat, her avodim also can't eat. She can't eat because of her father, her avodim can't eat either. So therefore, we're afraid that's going to happen. She's going to say, originally, when I was the first time in almana, I went back to eat truma because of my father. Then I married the Kohen, and I could continue eating truma because of him, the Kohen Gadol. Now, the Kohen Gadol died, I'll go back like I did before. But no, you don't go back like you did before. You married a Kohen Gadol when you were an Almana, you're a Chalola. So now you don't eat Truma. So we're afraid of that case. So if we let the Avodim eat, she'll think that she can feed them even after what's it called, after the death of the Kohen. Gemara says, Teinach Almona Kohenes. That's very nice by an Almona who's herself a Kohenes, who's going to make the mistake to think that she's going back to eat Truma because of her father. But a regular Bas Yisrael is not going to make that mistake. So why don't we let the Avodim eat as long as the Kohen's alive? My Bas Yisrael, Michael and Neymar, Baal Menusa, Lo Plige. No, Lo Plug. The Rabbanan said, no Almona can, what's it called, can feed her Avodim Truma, because we're afraid that that an Almona Lekoin God will feed.
Okay,
Rashi. Shema Tachil Avde Malug Shalola Acher Misus Hakoyim. We're afraid that she'll feed the Avodim, her Avde Malug Truma after her husband dies. Avoba Avde Tzom Bar Zolekala Nixer. The Hashtal Avmishum Dido Achli Alamishum Koin Shurabba. But by Avde Tzom Bar Zol, there's no Gzeira. Because there she knows the reason the Avodim are eating because they belong to her husband. If the husband's dead, they don't belong to him. But over here she knows they don't belong to the husband, they belong to me. And still they're allowed to eat because of me. So if that's the case, when I go back to my father, they can eat also. Right? Doesn't make a difference if he's around or not. They don't belong to him, they belong to me. And still they can eat Truma. So they can eat Truma after he's dead too. El Meyato Bas Yisrael Shinisis Lekoin Lo Sachil. If that's the case of Bas Yisrael also, we should make the same Gezerah. Avdi Maluk with Truma. The Avdi Maluk shouldn't eat Truma for fear that when the husband will die, she'll continue feeding them Truma, thinking that they're not eating because of the husband, eating because of me. And even though he's dead, right, they still can eat. Mara says, no, Gezerah Shematach Lachar Misa, Alma Tznam Mas Misa, Bein Avdi Maluk, Bein Avdi Tzom Barza Yochlu. Right? And that's what the Mishnah says, that both can eat. But it's a gzeira because we're afraid that she'll feed them after death. The Almona Kohenes, Bas Kohen Sheshovel Trumas Aviha Mimisus Baila. After the husband dies, she goes back to eat Truma because of her father. She's a Bas Kohen. The Iamrin Yochlenu Avde Malug Betruma Bechai Baila. If we let the Avde Malug eat Truma while the Kohen's alive, the Kohen Gadol, Baila Kohen Gadol, Zemishum Kinyon, Oshikona Kinyon, the logora ha chalola me evit shikon avodim. Right? So while he's alive, they can eat truma because it's a kinyan of a kohen that has a kinyan. And even if that kinyan can't feed, that we hold, he can't eat herself, she can feed others. Just like the evit of a kohen who owns avodim can feed, even though even somebody who can't eat can feed. Gemara says we're afraid that afterwards, she'll think that even after the Kohen Gadol dies, right, she could feed her avodim truma. Why machmas aviyah? Just like I said it when I was married to this guy, wasn't because it's his avodim, they were my avodim. But since I could eat truma, she'll think I could feed truma to other people who I own. Therefore, since I can eat truma when I go back to my father, I can feed them too. And she won't realize she's not going back to her father this time. The last time she was an almana, she went back to her father because she was kosher. But this time she's going back as an almana who had married a Kohen Gadol, who's a halala. The Nela, they can't eat truma because she can't eat truma. The Omra mi korab amanusi arishon hayu avode ochle betruma de venosha. In sevelela Kohen Gadol, achli avde betruma de gabroi. I got married to the Kohen Gadol and my avodim were able to eat truma because of him. Now he dies, they're going back to eat truma because of my father. She won't realize she's a halala and they can't eat. So make a gzera, they can't eat b'chlam. Almona bas Yisrael, that's the case of an almona who's not a kohenes, this whole reasoning doesn't apply. So they should be able to eat truma as long as the Kohen Gadol is alive. So lo asiru le ma'ika le'meimer. My time alo achli b'chayev, alo garam the evit shikon avodim. Gemara says lo pligi lo chilku bin amon lamona lo plug. All amonas can't feed their avodim, even during the lifetime of the husband. Okay, let's go on. Itmar hamachnesa shum lebalo. Right, Avde Malug. Shum is a case of Avde Tzom Barza. Right, the husband, she brought in a dress to the marriage. The dress was an evening gown worth $1,000. So they made a shuma, and the husband accepted $1,000 for this dress. If he divorces her, even if the dress gets worn out, he gives her $1,000. If the dress appreciates, right, these kind of dresses go up, and it's worth $2,000, he gives her $1,000. So basically, the dress belongs to him, and he's responsible to make good on the $1,000. The dress is basically his. Okay. So he accepts achrayus. So machneses shum lebalo. He omeris kli ani nota. Then she gets divorced, and she says, "I want my dress." And he says, "I accepted to give you $1,000 in place of that dress. I'll give you $1,000. I want the dress." Okay. Kli ani notelis. The who omer domi mani nose. Right, and I'm going to give you money. Right, when I accepted responsibility for that dress, I own the dress. All you have is a guarantee that you'll get the value of the dress if you get divorced. So I'll give you the value, but I want the dress. In Hadin and me, who's right? The husband gets the dress or the wife gets the dress? Rav Yehuda Omar Hadin Imar. She gets the dress. Even though he accepted responsibility, right, but the Maisa, the Ikar dress, still belongs to her. Rav Ami Omar Hadin Imo. And Rav Ami says, no, he's right. He accepted responsibility for it. Basically, he underwrote the dress. It's his dress, and he has to make good on the dress. So he only has to give her money. Rav Yehuda Omar Hadin Imo Mishum Shevach Beis Aviha. Didohavi. Because it's a covet to her father's house, that the property that he gave her to go into the marriage remains hers. That's Shevach Beis Aviha. See Rashi. Still here. Hamechneses Shum Lebaila. Nichsei Tzom Barza. That's Nichsei Tzom Barza, right? Where the woman brings it in, the husband guarantees the principal no matter what. There was some address, like we said. Something, Kalim, not just cash. Shagir show bossa legal ksubasa. Now she's collecting her ksuba. He divorced her. She wants a dress. And he says, no, I want the dress. I owe you money, not dresses. He omeris kli ani no teles, v'hu omer domim ani nosin. Kemosha kibalti olai b'shuma. I accepted by myself to make sure that you'll get the value of the dress. So all you have is the value. I have the dress. V'oz hein b'chriyusi v'shaleim, v'shaliyeh. From that time, the dress became mine, and I became responsible to make sure that you will get the value of the dress. Hadini ma v'tiko kelel. So, Rav Yehuda says she's right, and she gets the dress. Yoch, we didn't get it. Okay. Rav Ami omer hadini ma. Rav Ami says he's right. Kiven to Omar Mar in Mesu, Mesu lo, Vimo Siro, Siro lo, Ho, the Chai Bachrios, and Yochlu. Just like we found by Avdei Tzom Barzel. Right? Avdei Tzom Barzel, Itruma. Right? Since he said that these Menechosim, these Avodim, whether they appreciate or depreciate, she's going to get the principal. Right? So he accepts responsibility for them. So they belong to him. Therefore, they can eat Truma. So we see that they belong to him, because they wouldn't belong to him, they couldn't eat truma. Om Rav Safra Miktoni V'Hein Shelo. It doesn't say that the reason they eat truma is because they belong to him. Hoel V'Chayev Achriyosim K'toni. Really, he's responsible, right? He's liable for them, but they don't belong to him, so he's liable for them. But the Maisa, the Kli, still, the Eved still belongs to the woman. But since he's liable for them, they can eat truma. Is that enough? If they wouldn't be his, but just that he's responsible for them, that would be enough to make them eat truma? That's what you're saying. Right? Really, the avodim are not his. Maybe the dress is not his. He's just responsible for it. So if that would be the case by the avodim, would they still eat truma? If they weren't his, must be they're his to eat truma. Not just his mekabel achrayus for them, vasnan. I'll prove to you that just being mekabel achrayus doesn't make the avodim eat truma. Yisrael shesochar para mikohen. Yisrael rented a para from a kohen. So it's the para of the kohen, and the Yisrael is rented it. Shchiras lokanya, right? Shchiras doesn't make it yours, so it doesn't belong to the Jew. It belongs to the kohen still. It's a kohen's para. and the Jew is just renting it, the regular Jew. So Harizei Yachilenu Karshoni Karshini Truma, he's allowed to feed a Truma because it's the Kohen's animal. Kohen Shesocher Parim Yisrael Afal Pishim Mizonoseho Aleoth. But if a Kohen rented a para from Israel, it's Israel's para, not the Kohen's. Even though the Kohen's responsible to what's it called, the Givit Mizonos, right? Still, it's not his para. Lo Yachilenu Kashinei Truma. He's not allowed to feed a Truma because you're not allowed to be Nehenna from Truma if you're using up the Truma. You can be Nehenna from Truma in a way you don't use it up. It's not Osir Bahanoah, but it's Osir Bahanoah's Kilui. Tosha says all over Shas, including over here, that Truma, what's it called, Truma is not Osir Bahanoah, but it's Osir Bahanoah's Kilui. You can't be Nehenna from it in a way that you use it up. So Mora says, you see from there, that even though the Kohen is responsible for Gneva, Vaveda, whatever, for this para, that doesn't make it his para to eat a truma. Just the same way if he had owned an Evid that he's responsible for, but it's not his, he wouldn't be able to feed a truma. The fact that that Avdei Tzon Barzel, he could feed truma, must be that it's his. Not just that he's responsible, because responsibility does not affect the ability to eat truma. You see from here, from the animal. So therefore, it must be it's his. If it's his, then he gets the dress and she gets the money. Rashi. Hadinim, okay. Yochlu b'da'achli b'truma shema minoa didaininu. Since they can eat truma, the Avdei Tzon Barzel of his wife must be that they belong to the Kohen. Shesocher parim Yisrael v'hos socher chayev b'achriyusha im nignevo onevda. Right? The socher is chayev like a shomer socher. Tosha says from here is one of the rayas. There's machlokas whether a socher is like a shomer socher or like a or a shomer chinam. No, it can't be a shomer chinam. Socher is like a shomer socher, right? Or a shomer chinam, because since he's paying for it, even though he gets to use it, right, cancels out. So he's not getting benefit because he's paying for the benefit. So it's like a shomer chinam. It's not logical. It's a shomer chinam or a shomer socher. So here is mashma. He's chayv like a shomer socher. He's chayv in the gneiv and aveid. Even though he's responsible for the animal, he doesn't feed the truma. So even though he's responsible for an eved, the eved wouldn't eat truma unless it belonged to him mamish. So you see that what's it called, that the avodim belong to him. If they belong to him, then he gets the eved, she gets the money. Same thing with the dress. What it says, the tisbara, nohi nomi de mechaya begneva aveda. But on sale, the kosho, the nafchos, domeho, uve nifchas domeho, mi mechayev. Over here, the responsibility is limited. He's only chayev for gneva vaveda. But he's not chayev for an own sin. He's not chayev if the thing got, got skinnier, that he has to pay back the difference of the money between the how the animal was worth when he rented it and when he gave it back, right? Or if the value of the animal went down. Animals went down in the world. He doesn't have to make up what he gave. He's not responsible to give back the animal the way that it was when he got it. He's responsible to make sure that if he gives it back, if it gets stolen or lost, but nothing more than that. Holo Damia Lasefa, the case of the Avdei Tzon Barzel would be similar to the Sefa. We're trying to say now that if the Avodin wouldn't belong to the Kohen Mamash, just he's responsible, then it wouldn't, what's it called, he wouldn't feed him truma. We're saying that's not true. What's it called? Because over here by the para, you see that even though he's responsible, he doesn't feed a truma. So responsibility can't create. So it must be that it belongs to him. If it belongs to him, then he gets the kli, she gets the money. Okay, so Mara says no right. What's it called? That from over there, that responsibility doesn't create the ability to eat truma. It depends what kind of responsibility. If you're only responsible for gneva vaveda in a chanami, that's not enough to be mechayiv, to make a kesher to eat truma. But the Sefer says like this, Yisrael shesham parah mikohen. Yisrael not only rented a parah, but they appraised the parah, right? It was the Kohen's parah, and the Yisrael took it, and what's it called? And now the Yisrael is responsible for this behemah under all conditions. They appraise the bain. If he gives it back, he gives it back. If he doesn't give it back, he has to return a para exactly as it was when he rented it. If it gets worth less, he has to pay the difference. And if it gets lost by accident, he also has to pay. In other words, basically, he's buying the animal with the right of return. He could return it if he wants, but if he doesn't return it, he has to give back the total value of the animal at the time of the renting. So then it belongs to the Yisrael, and he can't feed a truma, even though originally it was a Kohen's. Av a Kohen Shisham Parim Yisrael, but a Kohen who made this deal with the Yisrael, even though it was Yisrael's para, now it belongs to the Kohen, because he's responsible completely for it. Yachilenu Kashine Truma. She could. So what do you see? That if you have total responsibility, even though it's not yours mamish yet, you still feed a truma. So that's the same case of our case. There's no raya from the fact that the Avdei Tzon Barzel eat truma that the Kohen actually owns them. He doesn't own them. She still owns them. But he is responsible for them. That's enough to be called Kinyan Kaspa. The Mela, in the case of the woman with Nichsei Tzon Barzel, she has her wedding dress that she brought in, and he's responsible for it completely. So it's not his, he's just responsible, but it still remains and belongs to her. So now when she gets divorced, she gets a dress, and if she wants a dress, and he can't give her money in place. Okay. Rashi. The Tizbra Noi Nomi Techayev B'gneva Aveda Ba'onseh B'choshev Nifchaz Domeh Mimchayev Socher Potter Min Ha'onseh. A socher is at worst like a shomer socher. Chayim kichsha, im huza or huza dameha, or if it got skinnier, the animal got worth less because it changed, or the price, the market changed. Homas nisul dami l'seifa. Av a kohen shisham parim Yisrael b'damim. Kishesachrehim, and when he rented it, they appraised the animal, and they said that whatever happens to this animal, you're going to be responsible for it. If you return the animal, fine. If you don't return the animal, you're going to be responsible for the full value that you got with the renting. Right? Iksara imenu shomalo v'hisno imo la'achziro lo b'domim halalu shim tekache sho ta'ane so yuzlu paros ba'olam yitite. But whatever happens, you're going to have to give me back the full value of this animal that you got. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do that because it's ribis. Basically, you're loaning this guy your animal, and you're going to get back, right, the total value. You're guaranteed to get back the total, and he gets what's it called, and plus you get the rent. That's ribis. Yachilenu karshine truma, hoil the kiblach rachriyosa, since he's totally responsible for it, apopi shechozeres be'eineho, even though you'll give back the para, you have to give back the para. You only rented it. But since you're totally responsible, it's considered like the Kohen's. If he's responsible, im lo yitchasu dameho kol kama glo hadra didehu. As long as he didn't give it back, it's his. The gabe avodim nami. I forgot the hadri bainayu. Even though they belong still to her, and the avodim go back, he can't just give the value of the avodim. He has to give back the avodim, just like the dress. Kivan delinyan yukra vezula kami brishusei achli. Since he's responsible for everything, even fluctuation of price, that's enough to be considered his. But it's not his. He doesn't own the body, and if he divorces her, he gives her back the avodim. Okay, let's go on. Yosef Rabba of Rav Yosef Bishilai Pirkei de Rav Nachman, in the end of the Zman by Rav Nachman, Rabba and Rav Yosef were sitting. We asked me, Amrei Tanya Kovayis Rav Yehuda, the Tanya Kovayis Rav Ami. There's a price like Rav Yehuda that Hadin Ima, that she gets the dress. And there's a brisa like Rav Ami, and Rav Yehuda, who says that what's it called? No, there's a brisa like Rav Yehuda who says Adini Mo, and there's a brisa like Rav Ami who says Adini Mo. Tanya Kavoshid Rav Ami, Avdei Tzon Barzel, Yotzim B'shen V'ayin Le'isha V'lo Le'isha. An Eved that is Tzon Barzel, that the husband took responsibility for it. Okay? So who is the halacha of, who's the adon of that eved? Who's the master that the halacha, if he knocks out a tooth, or an eye, or any one of the other 24 Rosh Eivarim, Sheinim Chozrim, that the Eved goes free. It has to be Adonav, the master. So the husband has responsibility for them, but the wife really owns them. So who owns them, the husband or the wife? So the halacha is, Avdei Tzom Barzel, Yotzim Hashem V'ayin L'ish. If the husband knocks out the teeth or the eye, they go free. But not if they, what's it called, the wife. Not the wife. So what do you see? That Avdei Tzom Barzel belong to the husband. Since he's responsible completely, he owns them, and he only owes her money. So Bryce of the Betheirish, that the Eved belongs to the husband, and he only has to give her money. Same thing, the dress belongs to the husband, he only has to give her money. Tanya Kavaisa Rabbi Yehuda, Hamachnesa Shum Labala, Imratza Abal Limkor Lo Yimkor, right? The husband can't sell it because Lamaisa belongs to the wife. He just is responsible for it, but it belongs to the wife, so he can't sell it. The low owed, Elafilu Hichnis Lo Shum Mishalo, if he brought something in and he appraised it, he accepts responsibility for it. I'm giving you this, and if you get divorced, you'll get the full value. Imratza Balimko, he can't sell it either. It's not his. It belongs to the wife. So you see, Beferish, that something he accepts responsibility for is hers. Machru Shneim Leparnasa, if either of them sold it because they needed money, that's, Rashi says that's why people normally sell things, because they need money. Otherwise, they don't sell their Kalim. The Omer Habal Motzi Miyag Lekalakuchos, that the husband, after she dies, he can take it away because it was never a sale. He had no right to sell it, so now he can take it away from the buyers. Omer Rava, Omer Rav Nachman, Halacha Krav Yehuda, Omer Le Rava Le Rav Nachman Vatanya Kavasa Rav Ami. I forgot the Tanya Kavasa Rav Ami Mistabre Tamid Rav Yehuda Mishum Shevach Beis Avi. Halacha is like Rav Yehuda that she gets the kli. And he only has to pay money. He only owes her money. She gets the kli, even though he's responsible for it. What's it called? Still, it's her kli. And he has rachrayis, but it's still hers. Then the reason is, because we want to make her, the honor of her father's house is important, to Rashi. Bishilai perki kishasiyam hadrasha. When he finished the shiur, they were talking. B'shein the ayin le'ish in sima habal eseno. If the husband blinded the eved, he goes free, or he knocked out his tooth. But if the wife did it, she's not considered the adam. She's not considered the master. Avalo le'isha in simsa eno delav didahu. It's not his, hers. Lo yimkar shimi garsheno tito kelela. He can't sell it because it still belongs to her. If he ever divorces her, she'll get it. It's hers. Machrushneim ozelze. If either one sold it, leparnasa urcha de milsa nakat. Why leparnasa? It says the normal case. She'ain on the mocher kli tashmisha veled mazonos. People don't sell their household kalim unless they're stuck for cash. Otherwise, they keep. Habal motzi lo miboy de mocher hu belo daita umes. Right, he sold it without her knowledge, and then he died. Ogirsha, he divorced her. Dehi motzi amyar. She gets it because it's hers. And he sold her thing. That's for sure. Elafilu meisahi, she died. Right? Who motzim ya? And so it belongs to him now, but it didn't belong to him when he sold it. So the sale was no sale. The mechira la mechira havoi. Right? Kozman she kayem. As long as she's alive, it's not his. When she died, then it became his. But when he sold it, it wasn't his. And therefore the sale is no sale.